T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, Sweeney's with us right now down in Tampa. We'll see him tomorrow. Sweeney, yep. How are you?
Sweeney.
Good, fellas. Yeah, Brian Cashman just broke the news to us about 5-6 minutes ago, and as you've been talking about, it's what they fear. And if for people were wondering, why didn't they see this before and why didn't they know? Well, none of the testing before revealed a problem in that area of the arm. So, and even Severino himself, Cashman said, over the winter when he was pitching the Dominican and first felt something, he did not want to come to New York to get tested for it. But they went through the rounds. They finally did in this latest round of testing here this week, they did a dye contrast MRI. And Severino himself finally pointed out pain in an area that was more consistent with a ligament injury, which he had never done up until this point. So the dye contrast MRI showed the partial tear, and they are now in the process of figuring out exactly when and where, but Luis Severino is going to have Tommy John.
So the pain changed then? Because we were going through kind of the timeline of this whole thing, that he felt some pain all the way back during the postseason, a little bit in December, then it started to feel better. So the pain that he was complaining about changed over the course of the last few months.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, he even called it a sore. Remember, the first time he described something was after his start in Game 3 against the Astros.
Right.
He was scheduled to pitch Game 7, and the pain subsided to the point where they were going to let him pitch Game 7. There was nothing keeping him from making that start. Obviously, he never got that far. And then as he started throwing again in the winter, the areas he was describing soreness and the testing that they did didn't reveal what, you know, I get when he said partial tear. I don't know if there's more detailed information to be had from this, but I don't know if it's small enough tear that it wouldn't have shown up on the first MRI. It hits different people different ways. Like some people have, you know, depending on your pain tolerance and threshold. So, Jabba Chamberlain was throwing 98,
right?
When he had a tear in the ligament. And Severino was able to get through certain points of his throwing program before the soreness cropped up again. As he described to us the other day, he was throwing fastballs and sliders without any pain whatsoever, but when he would feel it when he threw changeups, which I guess just a different way his arm motion was on that, it would alert him to something. So again, it's hard to tell sometimes when it strikes different guys and how, but they finally found the source of it today.
All right, then what does this mean now for the rotation, Sweeney?
It means it's pretty open to the guys that are here. You know, Brian Cashman said, you know, you really shouldn't be looking for him to make any sort of outside move because those things just don't happen at this point. You have pitching depth, you use that. And even on the trade market, it never really starts to open up until after the June draft. So I think right now you've got a really good opportunity for Michael King, who came up last year and is on the 40-man roster. I think he was probably going to be one of the guys that had the best chance to kind of open the season in the rotation and hold that spot when you thought maybe it was or hoped it was a short-term injury for Severino. Obviously, that's not the case. So we'll watch Michael King a little bit more carefully. He probably would have had an even better chance if he hadn't missed so much time last year. He had an injury in spring training that took a couple of months to come back from, and then he finished strong in the minor leagues. And made his big league debut last September. I would say he's probably one guy, and you still have Luis Sessa and Jonathan Loaisiga, who you've seen here, and they've been stretched out enough, but you know, depending on, you know, really how they're throwing right now, I think you wonder if you know, really what kind of options they are and how much length they could give you in those starts every 5 years.
Also, I think it makes every Yankee fan want to take Gerrit Cole and Masahiro Tanaka and kind of bubble wrap them right now. I know you can't. You got to get ready for the start of the season. But, I mean, it feels like a continuation from last year. Now, last year worked. They won 103 games, and they lost to the buzzering Houston Astros in the ALCS. So the results obviously turned out to be pretty good, but it feels like it's a continuation of last year with what's going on with these injuries right now.
Yeah. And, I mean, and you know, to your point, Severino really wasn't there all last season either. So they were able to do that without, you know, missing him for most of that stretch. I think if you look at Paxton's injury too, he's at a point now where he's close to being able to throw. And they told him initially that 4 to 6 weeks after surgery was going to be the date that he could start throwing. And that would determine eventually, assuming no setbacks, his return date. And he was looking at it on the side of May, when the outside end of that was in early June. He feels pretty good right now, and he's looking at the idea that he's going to be able to throw from that 4 week date, which is, I believe, either at the end of this week or next week. So he's pretty close to starting to throw.
That's a good sign.
And and if that moves, as we said, you know, progresses normally, it could be the end of May, and that's not as long as maybe you would fear.
You know, Joe touched on this, and I think a lot of Yankee fans are thinking the same thing, which is a statement they never thought they'd say, which is thank God they didn't trade Jay Happ. Were they ever close to trading Jay Happ? Was that ever something that came, you know, close to happening?
I don't think anything was close because, I mean, they would have had to like the return. I don't think they ever found a return that they liked. And also, you know, the idea was going to be that they were probably going to have to eat some of that $17 million owed. So I don't think there was ever anything lined up as far as I know. He took everything from last year between the bad season that he had and the fact that, you know, he heard some of the trade rumors after the Cole signing. He took all of that and, you know, came into camp, you know, pretty determined. And I think you saw that early on in his throwing, and he had a good first outing. He's definitely a good option to have here right now is the injuries of him.
How's Judge doing? I know he's not playing right this moment, but
Judge has been swinging indoors, off a tee, and taking soft toss in the cages. He is not close to outdoor hitting yet, live batting practice, that stuff. Maybe by the end of the week you could get there, but he's not going to be playing in any games this week for sure. And if he can get once he gets to live BP, Joe, then you can kind of start counting a couple of days out till he starts playing. He's not really worried about it. Opening day is 4 weeks from Thursday. If he doesn't get into a game until sometime next week, which again will be the earliest he still thinks that's plenty of time to get his at bat.
We're talking to Sweeney. Terrible news coming out of Yankee camp. Luis Severino is going to need Tommy John surgery. Will they consider using the opener again? Because I got to tell you, you know, I'm no big fan of the opener, though I've definitely warmed up to it because I've seen it work, and it worked for the Yankees last year with Chad Green opening up games effectively, and then a guy would come in and eat a bunch of innings, and they still have an incredibly deep bullpen, even without Dellin Betances, who barely pitched last year. So they've got the makeup to make it work. Is that something you think they're going to consider, especially now shorthanded in the rotation?
Aaron Boone was asked that before the game, Evan, and before we knew the news about Severino, and he said, you know, he wasn't committing to it, but he said, we're not ruling anything out. I think a lot of it will be determined based on, I mean, I think you kind of know what kind of innings output you can expect from Gerrit Cole and Tanaka. I think, you know, what you're getting from Jay Happ and Jordan Montgomery, I think the amount of innings you're getting from them will go a long way in determining how you can deploy your bullpen after that and determine if that's what you need. I do think one of the great advantages the Yankees have of not using the opener is having Chad Green available in that inning to two innings, you know, anywhere from 3 to 6 outs relief role that he was so good at a few years ago, but they've had to bounce him around a little bit. And last year he had to bounce around because of that opener role. But his ability to come in and pitch the 6th and the 7th and then get to Britton and Chapman or Ottavino and Chapman, whatever combination you want, that's really key to this team and this bullpen, kind of the old Dellin Betances role.
Right.
But if he's going to be thrown into this opener mix, it kind of changes, you know, really the frequency with which he can be used in that role. That's still his best role. His best role is still multiple innings. Now, that might be innings 1 and 2. But I think it's, you know, I think ideally you'd love to have that be, you know, innings 6 and 7 or 7 or 8 instead.
How about Cole yesterday? One inning. I know it's only one inning. He looked very good, though, in his one inning. How about that?
Yeah, he's building up. He threw 40 pitches in his sim game the last time out, 20 pitches last night. So they backed him up a little bit, probably because they knew the intensity was going to be up. You know, there's a little crowd. You know, there was a crowd there, mm-hmm. you know, and there was mm-hmm. another team there. So just naturally, his intensity was going to be fired up a little bit. And he was hitting 98 on the gun. So first time, February 24th, you're hitting 98. You know, you know that he's pretty pumped up for it. So they backed him down to only 20 pitches, and he'll continue to build up. Everything looks good. You know, he's workmanlike, and you understand. Listen, he's got the you know, the track record. You know exactly what you're expecting from him. So now you're just excuse me. Now you're just watching to get him built up. I think he threw 21 innings last spring, so we'll see if he gets how close he gets to that mark. And but what you said before, Evan, is right. It's going to be fun to watch him pitch every 5 days here in the spring, but really you're just hoping that he doesn't get hurt.
Now, we have seen, first of all, it seems like so many guys have had Tommy John surgery, and the good news is guys come back from it. So that's the good news for the Yankee fan and for Luis Severino. The timelines, though, have been very different with guys. You know, we've seen guys come back 12 months, 13 months. We've seen guys come back later than that. Zach Wheeler's the guy who missed 2 years because of Tommy John surgery. Any early note from Brian Cashman on their expectation for when Luis Severino will be able to pitch again? Are they thinking middle of next year? What's the thought?
Well, first of all, he hasn't had the surgery yet, so I think until you see him kind of come back from that and kind of see where he is. But, I mean, generally, it's a pretty wide window. They tell you 12 to 18 months.
Right.
So that's a pretty wide window, and that's 12 to 18 months to pitching in the big leagues, not, you know, not dominating and pitching a full season. So, I mean, you're talking about now, that's anywhere from the beginning of next season to the end of next season, just to reach the big leagues. What most people say, though, and Jordan Montgomery is part of this, remember, Montgomery had surgery in early 2018, came back at the end of 2019. Only now did he get the benefit of a full off season that included some rest and wasn't just a rehab process all the way through, which was what happened to him in 2018 into 2019. When you get that full first off season that is normal, that is not part of the rehab process, that's when these guys feel stronger again and feel more like their regular routine. So no matter when he comes back at some point next season, the off season of 2021 into 22 is going to be the important one that gets Severino kind of back to normal, so to speak.
Unbelievable.
Sweeney.
Thank you, Sweeney.
Thank you. We'll see you.
All right, guys.
See you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.